Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And finally, Chicago PD returns on One Chicago Night, paired with the other two shows, on Wednesday, September 26th on NBC. I spoke to Chicago actress Marina Squarciati of Chicago PD of what to expect this season.
Yeah, I have an episode four coming up. I think is mine, and I this year we're just sort of looking to move up and move ahead, which is a nice thing to have, a sort of intention for the season. And she kind of screws up. she's still figuring things out and how to do things with Grace that I feel like probably Voight and Al and you know how to do really well, and she's learning the political way to move ahead. I think that's interesting, sort of figuring out. Yeah, I think Burgess has more sass, which is just fun to play. I think before she'd probably wouldn't say anything, and now she feels free to slap someone upside the head.
Chicago actress Amy Morton, who's been part of the fabric of the city for decades, I asked if she felt there was a connection between their storylines on Chicago PD to the crime wave that is currently happening in Chicago.
For a network, not cable, network, to tackle that, I think it's really commendable, because they're not choosing sides, and they're writing in episodes that are as complicated as the problem is. And I think that's great, that nothing's really glossed over. I think it's you know, really important. I think it's, I would have been really upset if they had glossed it over. It wouldn't have been a Chicago.
You're a long-time Chicagoan, obviously.
Grew up here,
so
yeah.
You get it. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a reflection of the city if they tried to mold it into something untrue.
Because I'm sure people here in the city, and I know that for even myself, I watch it pretty closely, making sure things sound right, streets are being pronounced correctly, all that stuff. Storylines are just as important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've said this before, but I think it's also just so important to understand that we don't always come out the good guys. Like, the cops are doing their best, but they're not always the good guys, and they're not on network TV, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
Actress Anne Heche joins the show this season. I ask how her character is introduced.
She's sort of the what I was trying to explain about my political aspirations. She is very much part of what happens bad to my character in episode four. And I think it's great that Burgess sees someone who is a woman, who's a high-ranking official, and wants to sort of be like her, and how that corrupts her decisions. Also, Anne Heche is a badass, and she's awesome and super fun. She is so fun.
She really
she's
is.
No youth. I think she's, like, Platt, I think she looks for that in Platt. Platt often is that person, even when she's busting her ass and Burgess doesn't realize it. I think Anne Heche's character, Brennan, comes in more being like, I'm going to be your mentor, follow me, and we'll see. And you'll see how you feel about Anne at the end of that.
And Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD all have their season premieres on Wednesday, September 26th. All right, we'll be right back.